Welcome to Radio Redux. It's been a busy week. It's certainly lost busy 24 hours for Sonic. This is Sonic Colors Terminal Velocity Act 1. See you after.
Take my lead, I'll set you free. Follow me, set Yeah. Sleeping around at the speed of sound. Got places to go, gotta fuck my rainbow. Can't stick around, have to keep moving on. Guess what lies ahead, only one way to find out. Must keep on moving ahead. No time for guessing, follow my plan instead. Trusting in what you can see.
Hello everybody, welcome to a new episode of Radio Redux. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm also watching NGK. And coming up on the show today, we've got a few pieces of music, we've got a load of questions. Somebody who's been asking me questions for a very long time now has apparently put 25 down in the Imperial Online forum for me to answer at some point. Traditionally, these questions have essentially revolved around the fact that I have somehow influence in the ability to actually make Sonic happen. Not anymore! Usually back in the day, or by influence, there was a sense of I said what needed to be done and then no notice was taken. But that's not the case anymore, but we'll see what we can do anyway. Lots of news coming up, but hello to all of you in the chat room. Who are Voice, Vija, a Trekkie, the Joiner, the Chaos Blue, Supersonic SJM, SSF 1991, Supersonic, Shenfox 04, Shakesleader Croft, RW26 Blaze, Robot Faker.
Faker?
Retrix, M20, Lifson, Guest 4275, Iron Eagle Venator. Disco Ponies is listening in, Bizzaleza, and also some guy called the UK. Oh, well, another sports bomb here. If you're listening in the Sonic Stadium chat room, I'm not looking at you guys, so you need to get over into the radio segment. Come. The piece of music you had at the beginning, we had two requests and one piece of music that was never requested ever. We had, first of all, we had Sonic Colors, and that of course was Turbo Velocity Act 1. I believe I knew that, so I was actually the person who requested that. And we also had Escape from the City, which was a request from Lifson. That was the Sonic Adventure 2 version, the original version with Ted Poley and Tony Hart. In the middle of that, for some reason, mysteriously, the song Escape From Your Mother, the Rex Factor entry by Vija from many years ago. In fact, that was a 2006-2007 competition, so, or album, so that would have been the 2007 version, so it would have been 5 years ago that he did that. He was swearing away. And it gets worse later on in the track, moving off. But somebody made a comment in the chat room about getting his own way sometimes, or as many times as I get him. So that was just like a red rag to play that. At least it wasn't the other one. Is all I can say. Although that was one of the most, that's probably the most requested song ever from Rex Factor. That particular song. You know the one I mean.
He's got a wrench.
So, it's only an hour long show, and so we're overrunning a little bit. Unfortunately, the computer didn't go free number before I was ready, so I had to restart everything all over again. Peter's hating my band. But there's lots of news to discuss today. Community stuff relating to last week's show. And, because the ongoing story of the Sega community in Europe is indeed ongoing. There's some more developments regarding that today. So update on that. Details of some other stuff coming up later today. And the big news stories of the week.
I think you know what two of them are. Because, frankly, it's obvious what they are. One happy, one sad. Both very obvious that they were going to happen.
So, first up, in terms of just general community updates and stuff like that, we did have, certainly on Grex anyway, Swag, the Rex Alternate Game Generator, was brought up this last week to a new level. We have included now all Sonic Unleashed levels and Sonic the Hedgehog 2006 levels, which is probably a good thing that the lore is playing in the background of My Destiny, which of course is the Leezer's theme from that game. But all level names there are in there now, so you can get some real new crazy things. So if you haven't gone on Swag since the last update, you can now go on again and find even worse level names. For example, there's a new prefix, I believe, which is Sonic 06 related, which is End of the, from the level End of the World, which is the very last one. So you could probably get End of the... Stay close to me, my love. End of the Passage or something. And I also changed Canon's Core, because for some reason Canon's Core was acting differently and it wasn't doing the apostrophe S, it was just Canon and Core as opposed to Canon's Core. So that's now doing that as well. Pleased to know. In other news, Project Crosszone Crash! The Capcom, Namco and Sega joint title for the Nintendo 3DS. That has gone live on the web, on its website. We've got rid of petri dishes and smashed up things, and we've actually got a website now, which is rather nice. A load of new screenshots has been revealed. There's been some leaked screenshots as well, which has confirmed that from a Capcom point of view, anyway, Mega Man and I believe Zero are in the game as characters, to go along with Ryu and Ken. Essentially, it's looking like it's a 2-on-2 fighter/RPG, and there's a lot of things going. There's a lot of things going on in it. One character that we didn't know who was going to be in there, but was announced with the website with her own profile, was Ulla from Space Channel 5. So she's going to be making an appearance. And one of the things that Rex certainly mentioned, and a lot of and several other places picked up on from our story, was that the Space Harrier is going to be in it, possibly. Thinking, looking at what's going on, at least in the screenshots, as some kind of assist. A bit like the assist trophies from Super Smash Bros. It looks like they're going to be in, or something along those lines is going to be in Project Crosszone. Because not only was Harrier in a particular screenshot, but Opa from Fantasy Zone, and they're both from the Fantasy Zone world, these two characters, so it could be that it's a joint one, or just so happened to be that they're in the same screenshot. I'm not quite sure, but Ulla is definitely a playable character, and Opa and Space Harrier, two classic Sega characters, will be in there, at least in some guise. It's rather confusing at the moment exactly what those are going to be. In other Sega update news, in fact, one that's just gone up, Sonic Channels updated with yet another wallpaper, which happens to be Tails, so that's May's one, basically. So Tails in a slightly newer style, with sort of half and half background. I've got to say, I'm not really enjoying the new look.
It was great last year. We had this sort of sketch. We've gone from like sketchbook style outline to sketchbook with inlay, and now we've got inlay, but it looks worse. I don't know what's going on there. As long as James Cop says, am I the only one who really wants to play as Oprah? No, I would love to play as Oprah. Oprah was the best character. Best character ever. In fact, there's a Rex comic specifically about Oprah. More Oprah is needed in this world, I think. All Stars Racing, with the taunting by using the wheelies and like congratulating himself is brilliant. No Sonic characters currently announced to be a part of Project Crosszone, as people talk about. I'm kind of okay with that as well. It doesn't need the focus on that. You need to focus on, put the Virtual Fighter guys in there, put the other people in there. But that's the one thing that I didn't mention was Ulala has the ability to summon the Rolians, or the looks of things, to help her out. The dancing aliens in Space Jam 5. Those are definitely seen within the screenshot. But yeah, so Sonic Channel updates. I've updated Sonic Rex depository sections for Sonic Channel literally about 3 hours ago. So there's 3 new wallpapers in there from the last few months ones, and vectors in there. Vectors? It must be short of characters, but then again we've had Sonic as the one before Tails, so I guess that would be Marches or April specifically, probably April, I'd say. And you've then got coming up, at least on the blog, what possibly looks like we've got another instance of Shadow coming along next month. We'll have to wait and see. It could be Silver. It's a bit difficult because it's all grayscale images, so it could be Silver, could be Shadow. It's got the chest fuzz, so that kind of narrows it down to them or Jet. If it was Jet, yeah. Chaos Blue says, "Wow, no Ristar love." Ristar had his love. He had it in All Stars Racing as a cameo. He had that. That's all Ristar. Again, it's one of those things that Ristar was so fantastic. Why was there like no sequel to it? Well, those unfortunate things. So all those games, like if they were as successful as you all think they were, then the series would have continued. It's not. It's an old thing, unfortunately. From the community side, as long as I thought it was it's Tails this time round, but the blog is already teasing a one for next month, which has the chest fuzz, so that kind of narrows it down. The manliness of chest hair. Sonic is not manly enough to have chest hair. Unless he shaves it. And that would be rather disturbing in the grand scheme of things. But yes, I say thanks for joining and listening into Radio Reacts today. We do have, of course, we are joined by our brothers on the Sunday night lineup. The Sunday night lineup, fresh from his wedding and being in a wig and doing a striptease for Sonic, is Disco Ponies, and he's back directly after Radio Redux with the Sonic Show live stream. He'll be playing Sonic Heroes. Happy Noodle says it's Elise's new look. No, it's not. Oh, good God, no. Why would you say that? Oh, my. Elise waxes the hair. No, she doesn't. I don't want to know about what Elise gets up to. That may be for another day. Another discussion entirely. Disco Posey has been playing through Sonic Heroes, which he hasn't played for like 4 years apparently. So expect lots of deaths, and I'll be on that as well afterwards, as soon as I've got a drink. And the other thing you'll get is at the equivalent of 1 a.m. UK time. He's in the chat, it's SSF1991. He's going to be talking to some of the boys and girls from TSSZ on his show. So that's, you know, that's great, fantastic. Oh, people are upset now that the show's only an hour. Well, you know, you get me on the Sonic Hour. Not Sonic Hour, you don't get me on Sonic. Ooh, God. Heaven help us. The Sonic Show. You get me on that. That's okay, so you get extra me. It's all good. And Turbo will be on that, of course. But yes, so SSF991 will be talking to people from TSSZ. They're coming out from under their rock, and they're going to actually talk to people. There he is, he's waving at you. Right. We'll have one piece of music, and then we're going to come straight back to talk about the two main pieces of news. And like I said, you know what these are. Since we've got Sonic Heroes coming up, and by the way, there's going to be an opportunity within the show there by Disco Ponies where you could possibly win yourself a limited statue. A little competition going on. I'm sure he'll tell you about that if you're listening in the chat room. If you're not in the chat room currently, tune in to the Sonic Show live stream right after this show. But yes, let's have some Sonic Heroes, shall we? What shall we have? I would like some Rail Canyon. That's what I got. No, I'm going to change my mind. Not Rail Canyon. Let's have some Frog Forest. Whoa. Okay, that went a bit crazy then. I don't know if that went... It will evolve something into a massive sort of dubstep remix. Okay, let's have some Frog Forest. I'm kind of all locked out for requests. I know a couple of people are messaging me about requests. We've already had quite a few requests. And of course, this is the hour show. If you put it in, I might be able to sneak it in the end if we're running under. We'll see how it goes. So actually, Zonic Zone, I think, is currently messaging me. Put the request in, I'll see if I can make it, but I do have a couple at the moment which are overdue. So coming up now is Frog Forest from Sonic Heroes, which you can see Mr. J-Man. The J-Man playing.
are back. Hi, everyone. Okay, right. Let's see. We have the two main stories, of course, throughout the last couple of days. Mainly, these involve one official game and one not so official game. We'll start off with the slightly more recent and ongoing story regarding Sonic 2 HD. Now, if you've not been paying attention over the last couple of weeks, Sonic 2 HD has been going for quite some time. A demo was released, then there were issues regarding it having DRM in it, which the coder Lost put in. Then there was a keylogger found of sorts that was reported by a professional, which Sonic Retro then passed on. It was found out that there wasn't anything like that, unfortunately, which then became a bit awkward for everyone concerned. And yeah, basically there was a lot of mess up after that, in short. The coup de grace, though, did kind of come this week with the announcement that they have decided that they will be discontinuing Sonic 2 HD. It was a lovely fan project, and it really did look awesome. And especially with the hand-drawn sprites and everything, it looked really slick in the looks department. It looked very slick. Apparently this is before the demo came out that decided they weren't going to continue it, which kind of lost them a lot of sympathy points from the keylogger thing. You already know you weren't going to discontinuing it, but you were acting like you were going to. A lot of people were surprised at this, but frankly I wasn't. Because it was a fan game, okay? It was a fan game, and believe it or not, most fan games never get finished. I know, it's astounding, isn't it? Seriously, when was the last Sonic fan game that actually got finished? There was a proper fan game and got finished. I would love to know. Because it just isn't done. Swapping Nintendo 3DS. Fun times. But so that's already done out the way. The drama continues as the internal team just completely falls apart and starts tearing each other limb from limb. M20 says Woo Akon 06 Mix, which I think is the only person ever to have gone Woo Akon 06 Mix. This guy says Sonic Before the Sequel. Which I guess is one of the fan games that was finished. And the other news, of course, was yesterday with Sonic 4 Episode 2 going live on Steam. It turns out that the game was actually a beta version, Beta 8 as it's being called, and Sega for once are actually being quite open about the fact that yes, it was a beta, yes, it was a mistake, and we're going to string up Steam and smack them about like they're a piñata. So a lot of people got a chance to play the game already. Hilariously, if you've been checking out my Twitter or Facebook recently, I found out that I am in the credits for Sonic 4 Episode 2, which is hilarious, really, because I've been gone from Sega for over a year and I've had nothing to do with Sonic 4 Episode 2.
When you contrast that to the fact that the sheer ridiculous amount of man hours I put into trying to defend Sonic 4 Episode 1 from all the leaks, combined with the mass of work that I did on Generations, and I wasn't in the credits for either of those games, to be in Episode 2's credits for doing nothing. I really did something wrong at Sega over the years. That must be why I was so very rarely in them. I should have just done nothing over those 4 years. That'd be in every single damn game. Awesome. But yeah, so that's quite funny. That's quite funny that I am in there. So for Episode 2, of course, it's middle of May for its actual release. Steam gone locked up the beta, so you can't play that anymore, can't download it anymore anyway. There's videos all over the place. One of the things that people have seen specifically is the rebirth of Metal Sonic from Sonic CD. That's one of the things I have seen, and I've got to admit, that is a massive anticlimax. Because, well, apart from insinuating the fact that when you beat Metal Sonic at the end of Sonic CD, he's actually pretty much okay, apart from, you know, just a bit, he's a bit weak. It's not nearly as epic as it should have been. Oh well. Of course, all this helped out Sonic 4 Episode 2 Bingo immensely, because not only did you get the digital leak, you also got forum lockdown, because Sega locked down all the forum discussion for a long time to try and prevent the information of Steam getting out. And of course, we all tell everyone about it, and everyone would, and that kind of made that utterly pointless. One last bit of news, and it's to do with the Sega community. As again, specifically the European one, the story that we talked about last week, and I talked about for 20 minutes as to how this could be good news, bad news for you all. What we actually had during that time, well, I had a text message from Laurie Cooper, who, as you know, it was the sole surviving Sega Europe community manager, and who was given the heave-ho at the end of March in the downsizing bloodbath extravaganza that resulted in Sega Europe not even having a community team anymore. It's the same. It's a shame. But he just wanted you all to know that he's okay. He's obviously hunting for a job, like we all are. And he's seen all the stories, he's read all the comments, and he appreciates all your best wishes, and etc. So Laurie would like to pass on his thanks to you all. Which is nice of him, isn't it? Right. We're going to have one more piece of music and then go into Q&A UK. We've got lots of questions, and I've just seen the 25. It should be pretty quick to blast through those with blast question processing. But we have talked about Sonic 4 Episode 2. Let's have Sonic 4 Episode 1 music now. We're going to have Splash Hill Zone Act 3. That's the thing that you're going to listen to next. Afterwards, Q&A UK. We're going to get your questions in. Do a private message if you're in the chat. Or tweet the Sonic Rex account with the hashtag Radio Redux. And you will get that question answered. As long as we've got time before the wonderment of Sonic Show Live starts. Back soon. We'll be right back.
Okay, 50 minutes ago, so it's time for some Q&A UK with, well, me. Questions and answers and questions. You provide the questions, I'll provide the answers or some vague way of getting out of answering them. First up, we actually have a question from Sonic Zone Cop, and he says, have you heard of Bean Dynamite, and if so, what do you think about him? I have heard of Bean Dynamite. Do you like those wanted posters featuring Bean in Sonic Generations? I wrote those. So, yeah, I know about Bean. He's great. I do like the way that Bean is representing Archie comics, specifically. Being this sort of like slightly crazy, out of the way character that is always quite childish. And it's so. Just so out there that even like the good guys and the bad guys always like pause in battle. Like, even the bad guys don't even know really what to do about this guy. It'd be nice to actually find a bit more backstory about Bean. See if there's something that happened. Maybe there was like some tragedy in his backstory, in his past, that completely broke his mind. But I do quite like Bean Dynamite as a character. He's a big fan of the Archie comics fan base that I know, and any kind of remote cameo involving him is celebrated. I know also Ian Flynn is. Who obviously writes the X-Men Adventure comics, as well as of course the Mega Man comics, and a new project that he is working on for Archie. The man just writes crazy. But whatever the case, he's obviously a big favourite. M20 says, you're a desert island with only a pack of Chaos Swiss rolls, what do you do? Well, M20, the servers are the Chaos Swiss rolls. You know. Cream gives you power. Power is enriched by the chocolate. The roll seeks to unify the cream. Meanwhile, the jam is just sitting there on its own, minding its own business. If there was more than seven, I would eat one, is the answer I should give. I'm also aware of your particular request, which I wasn't able to do last week. Your cash Sonic CD. But that's going to be the end track, so don't worry about that. RW26 Blaze says, have you seen any of the Sonic the Comic online episodes? Any of the comics? Yes, I certainly have. Big fan of Steve and the boys' work. And girls' work, I should say. Of course, Sonic Rex is a partner of have an affiliate scheme up with STCO. I love how they've continued the Sonic the Comic storyline. And of course, you've got the official Sonic the Comic guys occasionally putting stuff towards it. So they appreciate that as well. Thanks for your question. What was the worst boss you ever fought? Asks the Wolf Buddy, who was actually one of the 20. That's question 26, then, I'm guessing. Worst boss ever fought? Oh, crikey. Thinking about that. Buy a lizard for the first time. Arguably was one, because that just ate lives. Like crazy. But probably the worst one would be Dark Liar versus Light Guy from Sonic Unleashed. That was a terrible sequence. Absolutely terrible.
Yeah,
I mean, as we started his questions, we wanted to finish the rest of these. What's your favourite final boss theme? These are all from the Mortal Kombat, these next 25. What's your favourite final boss theme? Funnily enough, it's playing in the background. Live and Learn from Sonic Adventure 2. When you're dealing with the final hazard there. Done by Crash 40, Jin Senua, and Johnny Gioeli. Absolutely brilliant track. Question 2 of 25. Should Amy Rose, Blaze the Cat, and Silver the Hedgehog get their own platform games on Wii? Well, not now they shouldn't, because the Wii's about to be discontinued and we're going to get the Wii U. So I will take the question as being on the Wii U. I could see there being some sort of upgraded Rush-style game involving Blaze that could go on the Wii. I could also see them doing a very specific spin-off game at some point, not even a game, but some kind of activity video game involving or focused around Amy for a young female demographic. So you're looking at 8-year-old girls and lower. I could see them doing that, and I'm actually surprised that they haven't done yet. I know everyone will absolutely hate that when it comes out, it's not for me. Well, no, it's not. Barbie games aren't for you, and it would be the equivalent of that. So I could see them doing that. Silver is not a strong enough character, in my opinion, to get his own standalone game. Sonic 06 was basically Silver the Hedgehog. I say this, Dreadnuck says this, quite a few other people say that as well. It literally just went Sonic. It just went Shadow the Hedgehog, Silver the Hedgehog, really. The only reason I think they probably didn't call it Silver the Hedgehog was because it wouldn't have stood alone on its own, and they were probably worried about the problems done with Shadow from the year before. Silver's a bit part character, he's not one of the main characters. He's also got a very peculiar backstory that they still haven't particularly locked down, because it's all in flux, same as Blaze, but at least Blaze has successful games involving her under her belt. Silver, frankly, does not. Who is the toughest boss you ever fought in a video game but still managed to defeat? I think I just answered that one, haven't I? Do you like chili dogs like Sonic? I have had chili dogs at Sonic, the fast food restaurant chain from America. I've eaten a chili dog there. I've got to say, it didn't agree with me in the slightest. So I actually don't like chili dogs, it turns out. It was great that we had them at Summer of Sonic last year. It took a lot to actually get them there. Heck, I did a trailer for it. It was so good. Because we've been trying for years for those. But actually, no, I don't like chili dogs, if truth be told. Robot Faker interrupts to say, what if Fantasy Zone ended up getting a new game? I would be ecstatic. Space Harrier, I suppose Fantasy Zone, but it's the same universe, so whatever. Space Harrier is one of those games where I am astounded that there hasn't been some sort of HD upgrade, a proper HD upgrade. I'm not talking about the ones that came out on Sega Rage to the PS2. I mean a real HD 2D hand graphical sprite-y style one. We're all nice and smooth, like Guardian Heroes should have been. But that for Space Harrier would be great. And again, Fantasy Zone would be the type of game that wouldn't be a disc game, but certainly as a downloadable game, a downloadable title for Xbox Live, PSN, so even an for iOS platforms and Android. That would be an absolutely ideal little franchise. See if you can kick it back off again. Start with an update of the old Fantasy Zone, HD via, put in some new levels, put in some DLC pack levels as well.
Sega could make a lot of money out of that, I feel. Phantasode as a name, as a brand, you wouldn't probably have Oprah as a recognizable brand character, but Phantasode as a brand name still has enough power, I think, that you could probably get away with that. Returning to Wolf Bunny's questions, we're going to have to do half of these next week, I feel. Probably. Why wasn't Sonic Generations on Wii and DS? It really saddens me. Sonic Generations wasn't on DS because it was on 3DS. That's why. And it wasn't on Wii for the simple fact of just sales, I think. That for a cross game, it wouldn't have done enough in reality. Besides, the dev time was spent on the other platforms. All the dev time for Wii was spent getting colours ready and out the door. So that's real reason why, I feel. If Sonic 06 got a sequel, will the game be better or worse? It would be better, but people would say it was worse. If that makes any sense at all. But just because of the way the community is, it would be a much better game. Sonic 06 in let's be honest, Sonic 06 actually as a game, ignore everything else, as a game, it was actually not that bad. It's got some lovely music, it's got awesome cutscenes, but the fact of the matter is, the loading times were the thing that really killed it. Plus, everyone's own complete overreaction to the whole Ace thing. So it would be a better game, because Sega would have learnt their lesson. However, people would say it was a worse game. Until 5 years later, when everyone was actually going, that wasn't so bad after all. Livson has a question. I have a question, he says. Good. Do you like cream eggs? Do I like cream eggs? Well, there is a question. Cadbury's cream eggs. Yes, I do, isn't it? Are you going to bring some up to me? That would be nice. Who is better, Sonic or Shadow? I don't like Sonic all that much, actually. I think he's a bit of an asshole. Shadow is a cooler character than Sonic is. Really. However, if you're talking about who's actually better, as more powerful between the two of them, I think it's pretty much established that Sonic is more powerful. Or has certainly greater stamina in terms of power than Shadow. Shadow is probably more powerful than Sonic, or just on power levels, but because he's so powerful and he does it with the inhibitor rings on the wrist, it's the sort of thing that he's got a massive burst of power, but not longevity as opposed to Sonic, who can just keep going and going and going and going and going. And Lifton says, I have another question. Can I have one of your ones that are on the kitchen worktop? Cheeky! Yes, you can. That's fine. Right, I have two more questions, and then wrap it up. Along with whatever was else asked on Twitter, which I'll go through very quickly. We've got 25, so we'll leave it at, I think, 12. Will there be a third Sonic storybook game? This is question 10. Honest to goodness, I don't know. I actually was involved in a conversation about this the other day with a party who will remain anonymous but have been mentioned already today on the show. And My belief is that there probably will be, only when they have a strong enough idea. It won't be a Wii game, it'll be a Wii U game. It could be the next Nintendo game, I don't know. But that series isn't dead, it's just on the shelf. Maybe covered in dust a bit. That Lifson with my Cameron Kunos. Thank you, Lifson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That was Lifson, everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
That's her cameo appearance for the year. And it may be on the shelf, it may have had a gathered a bit of dust, but I honestly think it'll come back. Is Sonic 3 a great game? It is a superb game, but it is not one of my favourites. And question 12, will Dr. Eggman get his 2016 back after not being in Generations? Yes, I believe it will. The Dr. Eggman theme slash march is what is essentially been about for a while now, and it has stuck since Sonic 06. It's become an iconic theme for the Eggman character. Certainly, I think as long as funny enough, Mike Pollock is in the same role, that will change. That won't change, rather. When the Eggman voice changes in the character, they might change the character a bit. The character gets redesigned again for the very third decade, much like we've talked about before. Then I can see it occurring. But I honestly think after Generations was very much a special case. So when we get next game, I suspect the theme in some form will return. And that, ladies and gents, all assembled, is where we're going to end the show today. Okay? You can join me momentarily on the Sonic Show Live. But up next, as we just end the show, we have something I actually had to rip to get. So I'm rather hoping it does play. But it's Sonic CD, Stardust Speedway. It's the Cash Cash versus Jin Sonoe mix. That's off the Sonic CD 20th anniversary CD. Great little show, I thought. Lots of questions, lots of stuff we can talk about. Loved it today. I've been Archange UK. This has been Radio Redux. Thank you so much, all of you, for listening in. I'll see you next week. Bye for now.